This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. Busy times in Salem, and politically, State Senator David Brock Smith on with us from Salem. David, thanks for being on.
Kyle, thank you so much.
Well, I know, first of all, we'll get to a little bit about the legislature, but first wanted to talk about your announcement this week that you are running for the U.S. Senate, a seat currently held by Jeff Merkley. Probably a surprise to a lot of people. Talk about what caused you to consider this leap.
Well, no, I appreciate that. You know, after spending nearly 10 years in the Oregon legislature and working on issues that, of course, benefit the Southwest Oregon District of Senate District 1 that I represent, and Oregon as a whole, such as, you know, creating the statewide meat inspection program so that we can get locally sourced protein to our fishery issues and the coastal communities, to our veterans issues that are so critically important to so many Oregonians, especially those in Douglas County. I have watched our congressional delegation, as well as our U.S. senators, lose the Oregon way. And unfortunately, it's just not good for Oregon. And frankly, I feel that they're somewhat detached. And when the government shutdown that occurred a few months ago happened, and frankly, there just was not truthful comments and statements with regards to that shutdown that impacted so many Oregonians, is when I decided it's time to stand up and throw my hat in the ring for the United States Senate. So I appreciate all of the incredible support that is that has occurred from not only my colleagues here, but Oregonians from across the state since announcing on Tuesday morning. And I encourage everyone to go to and read more information at www.davidbrocksmithfororegon.com.
Now, being part of the southwest corner of the state, how well do you think your name is known in the rest of the state?
Well, I've been, again, working for all Oregonians, including my constituents in Southwest Oregon, in the legislature for a long time, and as the Senate Republican Deputy Leader, and engaged in these issues that are so important to Oregonians for that decade. I think my name ID, as we call it, is pretty good. When it comes to pushing back and stopping cap and trade, that would have been an irreversible tax, if you will, on Oregonians, and helping lead that charge to, again, issues as of today, as we battle on the Senate floor to stop minors and their transgender care. And my arguments on the floor just a few minutes ago as we stepped off in pushing back, because I reminded everyone that I was one of the individuals and, well, representatives back in 2019 that voted for juvenile justice reform in 1008, Senate Bill 1008 back then, and how my colleagues that were voting today on transgender care for minors were the same colleagues that we're speaking about how minors don't have their brains fully developed, and so therefore they cannot be held responsible for actions that they made when they were in their youth, and pointed out the hypocrisy. So I will be, of course, representing my Southwest Oregon constituents in Curry, Coos, and Douglas counties to the full extent of my abilities, and I appreciate my colleagues, Representative Boyce and Representative Scarlatos, and Representative Osborne, Representative Wright, that also are engaged in our issues in those counties. But I'll be also traveling around the state through the next few months for the primary, and then hopefully through that to the November election, in talking about the ways that we can make things better for Oregonians, that not just for here in the state, but also, of course, from D.C. And I think we can do that together, and I look forward to having those conversations as we finish this session and start into that campaign.
Now, statistically, it's very hard to beat an incumbent U.S. senator, regardless of which party they're in, which party you're in. Why do you think it's why do you think it is possible in this case?
Well, because I think that Oregonians are frustrated with the current leadership in the United States Senate, and they're ready for a change. And I have worked my entire career to try to find solutions to solve everyday problems for Oregonians. And I've been pretty successful in doing that by not only working with my Republican colleagues, but working across the aisle as a member, especially in the supermajority in the Oregon legislature. And so you can see those results with the $35 million investment to the Veterans Home and the third Veterans Home to be built in Roseburg to, again, as I mentioned, the statewide meat processing to bring in back incubation and hatch boxes to save our beloved salmon. The investment with the Rock Creek Hatchery and the partnerships that we've made there to move those things forward when it was cut from the governor's proposed budget. So I believe that as we talk about how we can partner with needed treatment to deal with the homeless crisis and the addiction that is the disease that is fueling the homeless crisis, there's opportunities to have these conversations and move forward fantastic and bipartisan solutions. And that's what I'm going to bring to the campaign, as I've done and brought to the state legislature and the state Senate over the last decade.
Now, here we are headed towards the primary. Some other candidates have already filed. How challenging do you think the primary field will be?
Well, I mean, it's going to be challenging because there's individuals that have filed, but I'm not in it to lose. I was roughly 14 elections in my 25 years of public service. I hope everyone had the opportunity to see the launch video, because that's going to be the campaign as we move forward in working together to build a better Oregon. So.
And again, what is the site for your campaign?
It's David Brock Smith for Oregon, or davidbrocksmith.com is where people can go.
And before we wrap up here, I want to ask where we're at today with what's left of the short session of the legislature.
Well, the House has sent us a lot of bills. There's twice as many of them. And so we're moving through them in the Senate. We did pass, of course, as you remember, there's a controversial gun bill, 4145. Really appreciate all of my constituents and their efforts and the efforts of Derek LeBlanc and others that have pushed back. We were able to amend that bill out of committee yesterday to where it only just delays the implementation to allow the case that Tony and Ayala and is doing a fantastic job through the Supreme Court. And it was really a horrible bill that now passed with its amended version unanimously earlier today. It looks like it we might be able to finish the session early. It's constitutional signing night is Sunday evening at midnight, and I think we might be done tomorrow evening or at the latest Saturday morning or early Saturday afternoon, so we can get down to greatest of the grapes and enjoy all the amazing Umpqua Valley wines that is always such a fantastic event this Saturday.
As you look at this short session overall, a lot of contention, a lot of disagreement. Any good things that have come out of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are good things, and I'll be putting together a newsletter of the good, the bad, the ugly. there will be some good things that I'm sorry that there is anything that stands out, excuse me, at the moment now. But there are going to be some good things that are going to come out of this session, and I look forward to having a future opportunity to talk to you about those as well, Connie.
All right, we're wrapping this segment up. State Senator David Brock Smith, live from Salem. David, thanks for being on.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.